You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. Well, hello, and welcome to day 5 of your Spring Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge. Did you get a good night's sleep last night? How did you feel this morning? Did you feel taking time for stillness and practicing calm helped you move through your day with a little more ease? We're talking about day 4 here. I hope so. Remember, get clear on what worked well and why, what didn't work as well and why, so you can create an even more effective plan for the next day. And did you listen to my guided meditation? I hope you enjoyed it. It's only a little over 6 minutes, but it can leave you feeling completely relaxed and cleared, open and ready for the day, or ready to calm down after the day. All right, so our focus for bariatric surgery today is fitness. Here's this from the ASMBS, American Society for Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery. As you progress in your fitness program, your body becomes more efficient at the same activity, which means you tend to burn fewer calories. As you lose weight, the number of calories burned per hour tends to decrease as well. That's so unfair, right? And so throughout time, it is necessary to gradually increase the intensity or length of your fitness activities. That from the ASMBS. For more information on when to check with your doctor first before beginning exercise, check the link in today's email or in the episode notes of this podcast. The Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic both recommend a well-rounded fitness routine that includes aerobic or cardio activity, strength training, core exercise, flexibility, and stretching. You heard that, right? Because I hear all the time, well, Mary, I walk 5 times a week. My friend, for many, or dare I say for most of us, unless, of course, directed to hold off by your doctor, walking 5 times a week is not enough for a well-balanced fitness routine. So if you thought I was only going to talk about, why aren't you exercising? You need to exercise more. You were wrong. Listen, when you decided to have weight loss surgery, you already knew exercise was a lifelong commitment, a requirement for long-term weight control. So we're talking about having a well-balanced fitness plan, which of course includes scheduled, consistent workouts. Now, most of us are pretty familiar with cardio aerobic exercise ideas like walking, of course, swimming, biking, hiking, Zumba, aerobic dance classes, salsa dancing, tap dancing, really dancing in general, as long as you're moving consistently, constantly through the action, you're not pausing and watching other people dance. Even leaf raking and snow shoveling count. So I'll post some examples in the Facebook group today. And by the way, if you're listening to this podcast and not in our Fresh Approach Facebook group yet, you can find a link to join in the episode notes. All right, strength training. The Mayo Clinic suggests using handheld weights or resistance bands and your own body weight counts, push-ups, pull-ups, chair squats, lunges, and leg squats. And have you heard about bar workouts? It's like a ballet workout. Oh my goodness, the first time I did a bar workout, wow. Shout out to Jessica Smith's bar workout. It's bar, B-A-R-R-E, and all her other workouts too on YouTube. And again, her name is Jessica Smith. I love her. She even has, for cardio, 1 mile walking workouts. They're less than 15 minutes, so when you've only got short spurts of time, you can still get your exercise on. Core exercise. This from the Mayo Clinic. The muscles in your abdomen, lower back, and pelvis help protect your back and connect upper and lower body movements. Core exercises help train your muscles to brace the spine and enable you to use your upper and lower body muscles more effectively. So what counts as a core exercise? any exercise that uses the trunk of your body without support, such as bridges, planks, sit-ups, and fitness ball exercises. Guess what? If you end up trying and liking barre, B-A-R-R-E, for strength training, it's also good for your core. And have you ever done Pilates? I started doing Windsor Pilates, also great for your core, probably back in 2001 or two, and it's still in my repertoire. Plus, my favorite YouTube yoga instructor, Adrienne, has some great core routines too. I'll put links to her work in episode notes and in our Facebook group. And bonus, barre Pilates and yoga can also fulfill your strength and flexibility component for fitness. And if you're not sure how much fitness you're allowed to do, don't just wonder. Don't let that be the reason that you're not exercising. Get on the phone with your bariatric surgery professional or primary care physician or other physician who's managing your care currently and ask what you can do. There's no excuse to not be exercising simply because you haven't asked what you can do. If your doctor says you can't, then you can't. Or if it's limited, you follow your doctor's instructions. But don't let it be just because I don't know. Call and ask. And then, once you know, maybe it's time to make an appointment with an exercise specialist or a trainer, perhaps even one who has experience with bariatric surgery patients. You might be surprised, but they exist. We're a pretty large population. So ask your program or call your local hospital or do some Google research. But unless your doctor has said that you cannot exercise, then it's time to get clear and get going with fitness. So today your fitness challenge is, today my goal is to spend how many minutes doing what component of your fitness program and the other component? Which two fitness components will you do today? I want to reach my fitness goal today because this is your insight, and I will achieve my goal by these are your actions. Now here's something to consider. Maybe you don't know what your doctor will say you can and can't do. So for you just to go into, Mary, I can't really do any exercise today because I don't know the answer. Guess what your action steps are? Monday morning, you know, or tomorrow morning, I'm going to call my doctor or email my doctor. I'm going to make an appointment with my doctor so he or she can assess how well I'm doing right now, what my physical situation is, my medical situation is, so they can do a proper assessment and then make recommendations. That would be an action step. Or if your doctor has already said you're free to go, maybe you'll do some research on Pilates or barre, or you'll look at one of the videos that I mentioned and get familiar with it just by watching. That's an action step. And then you'll put down for your next action step. And then on Tuesday, because I get out of work at noon or something, I'm going to come home, have the house to myself, and I'm going to try a barre workout video. These are fantastic action steps. All right, so get on out there because it's a great spring day to get your fitness going. And our fresh start focus is self-compassion. Self-compassion is key because when we're able to be gentle with ourselves in the midst of shame, we're more likely to reach out, connect, and experience empathy. That from Dr. Brené Brown. When your son, granddaughter, best friend, your favorite coworker, or cherished cousin or neighbor tells you about a huge mistake they made or tells you how they're struggling in an area of their life, what do you say to them? Is it something like, hey, we've all made mistakes, you'll come through this? Or, I know you've got what it takes, just give it some more time, you'll get there. But what happens when you are the one who made a mistake? Or what if you're the one who's struggling? What do you say to yourself? Your goal today, I will talk to myself the same way I talk to the people I love. And a great resource, link in episode notes, or you'll see it today in the group, Dr. Kristen Neff's self-compassion quiz and a lot of other great resources that she has for self-compassion. Your fresh start challenge. Today, my goal is to notice unsupportive thoughts I have or unkind statements I make about myself and replace them with gentle, compassionate ones. I'll speak to and about myself the same way I would with someone I love. I want to reach my goal because, this is your insight, I will achieve my goal by, and these are your actions. And today there is a very special bonus Fresh Start Challenge, and I'll be doing it too. I want you to write on your palm these words: I'm imperfect and I'm enough. I'll be doing mine with a permanent marker. If you can't do that, please write out the statement on a piece of paper and take a selfie of you holding the paper with I'm imperfect and I'm enough, or someone else takes the picture of you, and post it in the group. This, again, is inspired by Dr. Brené Brown's brilliant work. And when you do this, it's not only for you, it's for the hundreds of weight loss surgery friends in our group who have regained weight and feel like failures. For those who can't, no matter what they do, seem to get off that plateau. For those who are worried they'll never be able to maintain their goal weight because they just don't have what it takes. This is for you, and this is for them. So let's show each other that while we accept that we're imperfect, we also know we are enough. All right, that's my big ask of you today. You'll see mine there too. So you've got your focus, you've got your challenges, and that's it for day 5 of the Spring Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge. I'll see you next time. Love, light, and grace to you.